Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, February 24th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine, a full-bore invasion. First time since World War II this has happened in Europe. This is appalling. We will have a commentary. Drivers in California pay more for gas than at any other time in history. Home prices skyrocket. Also ahead, I will get into my mistake in evaluating Putin. But first, last night in Ukraine, Russian tanks, planes, and infantry invaded the country at a number of different places. Now, there is no reason for this. It's a gross violation of international law. The United States and NATO must reply. Joe Biden must speak today. I will have commentary coming up. A new survey from Gallup says just 40% of Americans now back President Biden's approach to foreign policy. And his numbers on Russia are very low as well. Gas prices around Los Angeles hitting records. The average gallon, Southern California, now $4.75. Some stations charging $6 a gallon. It is cataclysmic for U.S. energy right now. The cost of a typical home in the USA jumping 19% in 2021 last year. The biggest increase in 34 years. Why? Because people have cash, there are high-paying jobs available, and now the pandemic is receding, and people are looking for a new opportunity. So, we have high prices for energy, we have high prices for housing, we have an inflationary economy on all fronts, and that, in my opinion, this is a prediction, will sink the Democratic Party in the midterm elections coming up this November. In a moment, I will get into the Putin-Biden situation. It is very vital for all of us, and I will tell you why as the O'Reilly Update continues.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As we reported, Russia has invaded Ukraine. The Russian stock market is collapsing. The Russian currency, the ruble, is collapsing. But Vladimir Putin doesn't seem to care. Now, this is the mistake that I made because you may remember in my commentary, I said Putin would not launch a full-bore invasion into Ukraine because the economic consequences would be so severe on Russia, and he didn't want to put himself in that position. I was wrong, and you know how thrilled I am to say that. So now we have a powerful world leader, Putin, who can only be considered irrational. There is no benefit for Russia to take over Ukraine. Economically, it hurts them. There will be a guerrilla war against Russia, as there was when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. And what is the benefit? Putin apparently sees himself as Hitler light, that he has a right to go in and disrupt world order if he feels like it. So what has to happen now? America is the leader of the free world, the most powerful nation on earth. Our allies, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, are centered in Europe and Turkey, countries like that. All of us, America and its allies, have to come together to crush Putin economically. That means no commerce at all. Nothing. Russia's economy is primitive. The people there have a very low standard of living. They don't have much at all. Biden's got to speak today and say, we are going to now, across the board, boycott Russia in every economic sense. I would even stop all Russian flights to the USA and hope that the European Union would do it as well. So you couldn't even fly out of that country. Now, Biden can control through executive order how many dollars go into Russia. He can say to U.S. banks, you don't do business with them, or the federal government is going to take action against the bank. And no American bank's going to defy that. So you starve the Russian economy of dollars. Now, some people will say, well, China will help Russia. Fine. And that will probably happen. Number one, you slap sanctions on China if they do that, economic sanctions. Number two, Putin doesn't want yen. Yen doesn't do him any good. The world currency is dollars. You strangle Russia by denying it dollars and euros. That's how you do it. And it can be done. It's not going to be instant, but this is what has to happen. And this is a big moment for Joe Biden. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news information throughout the day and week, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For absolutely no reason, Russia has invaded Ukraine, a full-bore invasion. So let's assess Mr. Putin. First, some background information. He was born October 7, 1952 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Vlad was the youngest of three children. His two older brothers died before he was even born. One during the Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union. His grandmother and two uncles were also killed by German occupiers in the 1940s. In 1975, Putin joined the KGB as a counterintelligence agent. He moved to Moscow, then to East Germany. During the fall of the Berlin Wall, Putin burned thousands of Soviet files to keep the material hidden from the West. In 1999, Putin was appointed acting prime minister of the Russian Federation. He has dominated the country ever since. Throughout his tenure, the strong man has been accused of eliminating his political opponents literally, even poisoning some reporters and politicians with chemicals. Since taking office, 250 members of the Russian press have been murdered or gone missing. 250. And here's something else you might not know. When Bad Vlad is not dispatching critics or invading Ukraine, he occupies his time with some pretty bizarre hobbies. Putin is a massive fan of Indiana Jones. In 2011, he launched an expedition to find ancient Greek urns while diving in the Black Sea. None were found. He is well known for tracking polar bears in Siberia. Putin works with biologists every year to locate the animals in the country's vast wilderness. He's also fond of stalking Siberian tigers while topless. You have seen the photo. Vlad's favorite band, The Beatles. He told reporters in 2007 he learned to speak English by listening to the Fab Four. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The question now becomes, does Joe Biden have the stomach to be a tougher guy than Vlad? Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.